Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Mike trying to gin up excitement in Steelers, Ravens. Yes, it's a battle for first place, but it is two 500 teams coming off of losses that leave both franchises at the crossroads. Who really gives a damn about the Ravens and the decisions they'll have to make? Let's talk about our own misery today. Chris Muller across from me, Charlie Borges here, and a lot of you at 412-928-9370. I have a statement that I'm going to make right off the bat here because I do think it can't be, based on some of the messages I'm getting from friends and the build-up for this game, I can't just have like a small circle of people who have all come to the same conclusion. I think it's got to be much more rampant and widespread than that.
You're saying you don't think it's just like a rogue opinion or conclusion that's been reached.
No, that just a few other random friends of mine who don't even know each other have said the same thing, and I concur and agree with them for this game. You know our buddy Ryan Burr, who once said that the Steelers' concern about Ben was that he had lost too much weight?
Yeah, I believe one of the few times, I don't know if Ryan worked me into a shoot or if he really believed what he was saying, but one of the few times I've just decided to open up with both barrels on a guest and tell them I thought that they were completely out of their minds was when Burr told us that Ben's diet was too strict, that it made the TB12 diet actually seem like small potatoes by comparison.
And that I think he also said that the elbow surgery had made the arm too strong.
Yeah, so it was Henry Rowengartner, yeah. Rookie of the Year.
I think he said one or both of those things. I'd have to double check.
I actually think he said both. And I think Ben's people got so mad about the diet thing
so
that they actually like kind of gave him a slap on the wrist.
So we were chatting about the Steelers. His like big hobby horse topic right now is, what do you have to lose? Play Will Howard. And let's see if he is the answer, because we know that Aaron Rodgers isn't, and we know that Mason Rudolph isn't. And the other corollary point to that he said, and I do agree with him on this, he said you'd actually have like some legitimate excitement and buzz for the Steelers if that happened. You'd at least briefly breathe some life back into your team and your fans would be jacked up for the next game to see what he looks like. You wouldn't, because you think Will Howard stinks.
No, I mean, I would be extremely skeptical, but it would be something different, which you will know is when one of my takes throughout the years, show me something different than the usual crap.
The biggest thing
bunch.
He said to me that I'm stealing, because I agree with him on this, and I'll get to my reasons why in a second. He said he's rooting for the Steelers to lose the rest of their games. And he said, I've never felt this way as a lifelong Steelers fan, but I don't even want them to go in a battle for first place. Mm-hmm. They can be in first place. They can vanquish a rival. They can maybe administer a knockout punch to Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh and pompous, arrogant John Harbaugh and overrated Lamar Jackson and Ratbird fans around the world. They can go there and knock this team out and win the world's tallest bleep contest against them. and he doesn't want it to happen. Another friend of the show, a man that you owed money to, but you just said on the air that you would give him a pop as the biggest Penn State fan you know,
Pitt
and
fan,
that would absolve.
Pitt fan, oh God, don't say Penn State fan. He'll get very mad.
I did that on purpose.
I don't want your statement to get me back in hock for $100 because I didn't say something about it.
Our mutual friend, Fred.
Yes.
Said he wants this team to lose so he can be, quote, put out of his misery. That's what he said to me.
Euthanize me as a sports fan.
I saw him out after the Pitt-Texas A&M game on Tuesday, and that's what he said. Lose these games to put me out of my misery.
Your team's too bad, Fred. We're going to have to put you down.
And I feel the same way. I don't want the Steelers to win this game on Sunday. Because you know what I don't want more than anything else? I don't want make-believe false hope. I don't want to play that game again. I don't want to come in here on Monday and say, well, maybe there's a chance. Guess what? Mike Tomlin circled the wagons again. Guess what Mike Tomlin did? When the chips were down, Mike tightened up his bootstraps, got out of bed, and won a big football game. I don't want to have to say that because I know it's fleeting. I know it's temporary. I know it's not a long-term solution, and I know it's just going to continue the malaise and funk we're in, and Art Rooney's going to stick his chest out and say, I was at the game for all 60 minutes, and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And I don't want to have to do that. And yes, some people might want to call in at 412-928-9370 and say, how dare you flush your fan card down the toilet? What kind of Steelers fan are you saying that you want them to lose a battle for first place against their arch rival? Well, guess what? The one thing I owe you as a listener to the show is that I'm going to be honest with you. And sometimes you might think my honesty is asinine, idiotic, flat out wrong, inappropriate. I don't care, but I'm going to be honest with you.
Check, check, and that's just how
I feel about this as a fan. I don't want to see them win because I don't want the charade to continue. And when I got Fittipaldo coming on yesterday saying things like, well, there's like a 35% chance Mike won't be back if they lose their, if they finish 8-9. Guess what I'm rooting for now, Chris? 8-9. And we can also dispel with the whole Mike's never had a losing season thing too, which might be a nice silver lining to a losing season as well. Also good draft position. So anyways, your thoughts.
Well, Pony, sometimes you open up with a salvo and I just can't wait to counterattack and throw countermeasures at you because sometimes I just revel in getting you riled up too about stuff when you come out with a big opinion. Not today, my friend, because I had the exact same conversation with somebody this morning where the phrase, yeah, I just kind of want to see them lose out and crater.
Was it with either of the two people I had mentioned?
No. No, completely independent.
So now another independent Steelers fan, and you would call this person a Steelers fan?
Yes, I would say that of all the teams in town, this is the only one they care about. And they are a frustrated Steelers
fan. Die hard?
Avid.
Avid?
Yeah, avid but frustrated, which I think is the best.
Avid and frustrated.
I think that's really the best pair of descriptors for Steelers fans writ large in the last 4 or 5 years at bare minimum, is avid and frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I count myself in this group. I would love to see them go 6-11. And I don't feel bad saying it because you're supposed to feel bad. Like there are people in the YouTube chat, shout out to the YouTube chat already, saying, hey, I could never root against my own team. I get it. And this is not me like saying my way is better. But I have.
Yeah, I don't gatekeep fans. If people want to call in
routinely,
and say,
yeah,
I want the Steelers to beat the Ravens by 30, call in and say
sure,
it.
Sure. Happily. 412-928-9370. You can fire away and tell us we're out of our minds. That's fine. But I have routinely on this show made it a point of saying, I would like to see something new from this team, like a real direction or a course being charted. And they're not. They're doing the same thing that they've done with just different people. I've called it the same movie with different actors, same director for years now. Losing 5 in a row and thus finishing your season after a 4-1 start with a 2-10 stretch to end your season.
Yeah.
That would get people on the North Shore. That would get South Water Street buzzing. That would get Art Rooney's attention because there'd be more Fire Tomlin chants. If he retained him after the season, the draft would be filled with Fire Tomlin chants. And I would not have to deal with what I think, and I'm saying the whole season. I know you said this is about this week, and some people are stretching it out to that point. I would also this week, if they were to lose out, but that starts with losing against the Ravens, not have to deal with another national news cycle of Mike Greenberg and his cast of buddies saying that Mike Tomlin got him again, because I watch this team at sea level, so to speak. I know how dysfunctional it is. I know how stale it is. I know how unimaginative both sides of the ball are. I know how obviously frustrated like team leaders are talking about what's going on the field. I actually sit and listen consciously to great Steelers of the recent past talk about how this isn't the Steelers team they remember playing for 20 years ago. I take all that in, and even in a wide open AFC where you know as well as I do that it feels legitimately more like anyone could win it in the AFC this year than it has in a long time.
Yeah.
Where like anybody that gets in is a live animal. I don't care. I don't want to see them in there because they're the one team that if they did drag their carcass in would not in fact be a live animal. I want to see them lose because I want to see the chance of something resembling real change descend upon them.
I don't want to see them in there right now because then I think it'll give them the false notion that everything's fine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You have to realize, too, this is actually a very big thing on my part. Like, people should be proud of me and people should be thanking me for this.
Oh, here we go.
Because I obviously have a personal vendetta with Lamar Jackson. He hates me and the feelings are mutual.
You hate him? I think he just said, say less that one time.
Well, it's not the only time he's gone after me. So it would actually, on a personal level, give me delight and pleasure to watch him stink on Sunday. But I know in the big picture, that's not good for the Steelers. So I'd rather, if I'm prioritizing, what do I want? What's good for the Steelers over what's good for Andrew Filippone? And that might come as a shock to people because usually we're very myopic and selfish and self-centered and think about ourselves first. But in this case, I care more about you, the listener out there, and what's good for you and what's good for us.
Wow.
So how about that?
I think that's big of you. I think the listener should understand.
I appreciate you saying that, Malzi.
I think the listener should understand that you are watching out for them now.
Let's see if we are on an island with these three or four other people that we named. It is Steelers-Ravens. It's a battle for first place.
It's a must-lose game for Steelers
and
fans
I'm
now.
I'm actually rooting for the Steelers to lose. Is anybody with me, and I guess Chris on this one, and who cares about Charlie because he's got Bucks and Saints Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Charlie's still thinking about the Devils right now. He's got Baker Mayfield and the ghost of Jacques Lemaire on the brain.
Here is Will in Apollo. Hello, Will.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Will.
I want to see the Steelers win. I mean, I always want to see the Steelers win.
Yes. Personally, let's keep this Tomlin train going as long as we can, Will. Keep it pushing right down the tracks. Woo!
No. Listen, we know how the owner is.
Tomlin train.
This is not... Nope, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether we win or we lose. He ain't going to get rid of Mike Tomlin until he's ready to go. So I want to see him win. I want to see him crush him by 30 points.
I don't know, man. There's starting to be a little bit of buzz there.
I feel like the buzzards are starting to... like
the winds of change are a-blowing.
We always say the buzzards are circling when somebody's clearly going to get fired. I feel like the buzzards have en masse decided to take off from wherever buzzards hang out, and they're just starting to flap those wings gently. They're not even sure where they're going, but they're in the air right now.
Here's Caleb in Chippewa. Hello, Caleb.
Hey, guys, I am completely on the same page as you. Just from a standpoint of an entertainment factor, I would rather watch a team like the Texans, the Chiefs even, the Dolphins.
Texans a team with a real... Hold on, wait, do you mean the Texans a team with a real defense and not a $170 million fraud case?
Exactly, and even last night's game, watching the Cowboys and the Lions, it's a completely different sport. And... I honestly am rooting for Harbaugh to have just a gem of a coaching game, because usually he acts like a complete fool against Tomlin.
Correct.
Yes.
Opposite.
Usually he's consumed with proving he's the smartest guy. User on YouTube, they don't have like a catchy name, so I can't say it. I'd expect this kind of thing from Douche or Mulsey, but not Pony. Man, I'm catching a stray already? I guess I have in the past said I'm rooting against them, so this is not like new territory for me. I've said like I'm rooting against them. It is.
I'm rooting against them out of love and not out of hate. And I so would am think I. Some people would appreciate.
Do you want to know
that.
What's like really?
Caleb does. The guy before that, I guess, just wants to have Mike Tomlin here.
What's
for 50
really
years.
Sad about this is that just talking openly about yes, I do want to see them lose has me feeling very energized right now. Like the same way you should feel about I love my team. My team is good. My team is going to win. I believe in my team. That's what I feel like saying, man, I just hope Jackson goes out there. I hope Pro Bowler Snoop Huntley goes out there and whoops that ass. Like
that's a Raven sound effect.
That's a hawk.
Oh, sorry.
I thought Jeff Hathorn was coming on.
That was close enough.
So now we're just like undercutting our own knowledge of birds.
You sure?
I've never heard a Raven in my life, but I know they don't sound like that.
It's more of a caw, right? It's more like a crow. It's more
no,
like
caw, no, caw, caw. Well, yeah, yeah.
The raven says nevermore.
A raven would
right,
be, yeah.
Smarty
a raven
pants,
would
we
be
get it. You know poetry. Congratulations on your.
I'll
West
tell you what.
Education.
The humble crow, they hate hawks. Crows and hawks, big natural enemies.
Wendy is on the fan. Hello, Wendy.
Hi. How are you?
Great, Wendy. I can tell you're mad at us, so go ahead.
No, I'm not. You know what? I agree 100%. I'm a diehard Steeler fan. And as much as I would love to see them go in and destroy Lamar Jackson because I have such a dislike for him, I still want them to lose because I don't want everybody waking up on Monday and saying, oh, look, when the going gets tough,
exactly.
Mike Tomlin can get a win.
Yep.
No.
Wendy, we are birds of a feather.
Something has to change. Yes. You know
and this week, we're all Ravens, Wendy. We're birds of a feather, and this week, we are all Baltimore Ravens on this show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.